I got to tell you, it's still one of the coolest. I don't know, man. Of all the stuff we have kind of leading into our teams and certain music you hear, this one, isn't this from Miami Vice originally? It's so good. So good. We say good morning to everybody. And, yes, that means it's a Heat opener against the Magic. And we'll get into all of it. Ron Rothstein will join us later on in the morning. You know, Coach getting a little bit older. He needs to get up a little bit later, so he'll join us. We'll talk about it. And the big dedication is going to take place. They've got, for people going tonight, it's going to be pretty cool. And one of the great sports people will be honored with a dedication of the court, Pat Riley Court, tonight. And Pat now 79. I didn't realize he has been here 30 years because, man, when he got introduced on one of Mickey's cruise ships, I was there. And we were working, and Pat's throwing out all this stuff that he was going to do. And I don't remember everything, as you know. But, man, I remember that one sitting there with all the other sports guys, radio and TV guys, or the combo guys at the time, like myself, and we're all sitting around there, and I'm going, man, Pat Riley, smooth, slick back here, Pat Riley from L.A. to New York coming down here telling us he's going to do this and talking about a parade on Biscayne, which wasn't that far away from the cruise ship, and I was like, man. You know, and you started kind of getting beaten up in your early years before Pat got there. And what a get for Mickey. What a get that was. It's been 30 years for Pat Riley, who's sneaking up on 80. And here we go. So a lot of cool stuff tonight. And most importantly, the basketball itself and what this group's going to look like. Pat's kind of, I like that he did this. Not too many presidents go around saying what they expect from their guys, but the respect factor as what Pat Riley's done in his career and what he's been around and the greats that he's been with, played with, coached, had in his organization, he's special. So we get to see tonight the old Jimmy, Bam, Tyler, Jokic, and Terry Rozier group together. And we'll see how it all goes. We'll have more on all that stuff coming up. Last night, Panthers go down. But Matthew Tkachuk was back. And apparently Barkov's not that far away either, even though last night they took it on the chin pretty good, 5-1. So anyway, and we also found out that Messi and Inter Miami is going to open with Atlanta. Had a one-game playoff last night, so Atlanta will be coming down here Friday to face a team that's going to be heavily favored as the number one seed. They broke the records for points in a season for an MLS team. I'm about ready to go out and get some Messi cologne. I see we got Messi cologne. We got Messi everything. Messi shoes, Messi jerseys. They'll put those new jerseys out. They'll be selling those things around the world like nobody's business.
You know your wife would like that? You wear a Messi cologne next time you go out?
I'm just going to tell them to throw some of that on and go, hey, yeah, know what this is?
That's Messi.
Messi. I'm going to get a little messy.
Hey, only man. You looked like him. Hey, man, you'd really be in business.
If I had his skill set. Nothing against you, Messi. I'm not saying you're an ugly guy. You've done just fine for yourself there. So we've got all that. Tua back at practice today for the first time in more than a month, at least officially. And we'll get into all that a little bit later on. Florida State, Miami. God, we got a lot of stuff. What a week. Start the World Series, whether you care about baseball or not, the Yankees and the Dodgers. So end up the two best. Hey, it's been kind of a year like the number one seeds, man, are going to play each other. It actually played out that way.
That's an even if you don't care about baseball, I think you're probably a little bit curious, though, right?
Because of the star power, probably right.
That thing will keep your attention going. I mean, you got big bats all over the place, two-storied franchises. That thing will be good.
Well, we went through a lot of the year, and at one point when Judge was hot, and boy, when he cooled off. But by then, he'd put up stupid numbers. But we were talking Ohtani and Judge there for a while and, you know, who's the best in baseball and all that stuff, although we can stop with that. Mr. Ohtani is by himself.
Well, Giancarlo might be swinging the hottest bat out of anyone in the postseason now.
What a nice story.
It is a nice story. I don't know. By the way, I'm torn on that series. I don't know who you like there, but
what do you mean you don't know who I like? How many times
I know who
to
you're
come
rooting
in?
For, but I'm.
It's the same person.
Okay.
My heart's taking me to the brain.
All right, so you're Yankees all the way. I got you.
You know, it's funny, and now I see it here, too, with the Jets, because I truly don't like the Jets, and then they get Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. I wasn't a fan of his, and that guy's proven to be one of the great idiots, too. Like, yeah, so some of those guys have gone to teams they should go to, and you don't like – have you ever just grown up and because a lot of people – that aren't from here, and I get it, I'm not from here, and Woody, you are born and raised in South Florida, but man, you grow up, and if you grow up around sports, and I did, and it's so, you know, you play them, you learn them, but you also, when you're going to games, you kind of learn, and you're around, and you see how your uncles, and your cousins, and my father, obviously, how much they dislike a team. And it kind of like kind of brainwashes you. It really does. And all of a sudden, you become that person. And I've said the first team I really disliked, because baseball was so big in my family growing up, was the Dodgers. And it was hard to get tickets to the Dodgers, so I didn't get to go see the Dodgers a lot as a kid. But Candlestick didn't sell out a lot. But when the Dodgers and Giants played, all of a sudden there were some really – really intense games. I mean, guys throwing at each other's, bats flying. You know, I'm going back now to Juan Marichal and a little bit. They were really mean and vicious back then. And they would throw at each other and hit them in the head, and they didn't care. There was no, like, you know, like today and rules, and they get the warning real quick. Hell, you could have a fight and stay in the game. You know, the NFL, they were cracking up the NFL. You could, like, sucker punch a guy and hit him, and, like, they just broke it up, and it was hard to get kicked out of sports back then. Anyway, so as we say good morning to everybody, we do have a lot of stuff to get to here. And Florida State and Miami, 21-point favorite. And we'll see how that goes. And, hey, there's no better show right now than the Cam Ward Show. Messi's right there too, man. Messi's throwing up hat tricks on his Argentina team, as well as coming back here and playing in the second half and doing the same thing and making it look like he's playing against a high school team, because he makes it look so easy, and the passing from some of his buddies to him and the passes he's making. But, yeah, there's
you get the sense this town is itching for a football winner, though, right? It's been a really long time since we've had a good football story down here.
You know what?
It really has been.
You know what I have noticed the most, and again, a lot of it has to do because it's me. Maybe you don't get it as much, but the disappointment of how bad the team was when Tua went out. Now, listen, and again, Tua's here for the Buffalo game, and you know, he didn't have a very good game, but how bad they've been since he's been out, or when the last game that he played, to be fair, that the team just got so bad and has had no answers. And I know they've had a lot of different quarterbacks. The disappointment of, like, here we go again. This is what has happened over the last 25 years. I've had more people tell, well, this is what's happened the last 24 years. So I'm not surprised. Here we are again, just when – you know, you thought maybe this was the answer, and the names on the jerseys look really good, and we've got to figure it out, and maybe we have a little deeper team, and the 53-man roster is okay, because there will be injuries. Listen, there is going to be injuries, and everybody's going through them. Cardinals are wiped out on pass rushers, and everything else as Arizona's coming to town here. But, yeah, the disappointment, I think the excitement of Florida State and Miami is, especially with Miami having such a good team, I think a lot of Hurricanes fans that are going to be at that game are thinking, man, I just want to crush them. I can't beat them bad enough, right? I'm guessing most people are like, if we put 50 on them, I want to put 60 on them. Like, don't let up. Don't let up, and let's go. And I don't know what the relationship is with Mario and the coach of Florida State. I have no idea, but I am.
I don't know. That guy's got no personality, so he probably doesn't have a lot of friends. But
yeah, he's not. He's
speaking
not
of rivalries. It's funny you're bringing up rivalries, and that's like the one that's kind of lasted through all this like mediocrity, right? The Miami Florida State one, because you look at like the big rivalries for me growing up were Heat and Knicks was huge, and that's not really much of a rivalry anymore, right? It hasn't been relevant in a really long time. And then Dolphins Jets was the other really big one. And
well,
Dolphins Jets
here,
doesn't have the same
yeah.
juice that it had.
No, usually when they're bad, we're bad. And that's been a lot in recent
yeah.
years. And here they are. They got Aaron Rodgers, and we came in, and we everybody had their expectations in New York were as high as ours were down here. And we're sitting at 2-4. They're sitting at 2-5. They played haven't had the bye week yet.
Yeah,
so.
It's just not. I mean, the juice for that thing isn't there anymore. But this Miami Florida State thing has survived through the
bad times. To be fair, not to Woody. I was at the old Orange Bowl games when teams were 1-2 and 1-3. We've had one or the other really good. Jameis Winston had some Florida mm-hmm. State years with Jimbo where they were really good. But not really, man. It's this thing. Look, at I can't help that they were so bad and are so good, and now they're so bad, FSU. But for people to remember, and the old schoolers, I guess I have to call them, going back to the Orange Bowl and those games when number one's playing number two or number one's playing number four, whatever it was, both teams really good. And a lot of those games came down to that wide right, which remember the old wide right and occasionally one left and all the craziness of those games and the names that played in those games, the amount of great players on both teams was just incredible to see. It really was. So we'll see, man. But hey, you're right. Florida State, Miami is always you always look to see where it is, and I'm guessing. A lot of Florida State fans still show up at that game, all right? Still. We've got a lot of Florida State fans from down here.
I've had some that are a little embarrassed about getting out there.
Why?
But I will say it's a really tough ticket. Yeah, like I have people ask me for tickets. You know, we're like overflowing with ticket requests here. It's been a really hot ticket.
What do you mean, here at the station?
Yeah. Okay. No call was like, man, we've gotten so many requests here.
Well,
it's still a hot ticket, though, man.
We speaking of University of Miami, next 7 o'clock hour, we're going to get a chance to talk to the new president of the University of Miami, Joe Echevarria, who's gotten off to a nice start. He was interim and did great stuff. And I will just tell every sports fan at the University of Miami, he is in it to play with the big boys. And if we're going to do this, he got the message. And believes in it. He believes it's great for the whole university. And we'll talk to him about all this stuff. And that if we're going to do it, we can't do it half-ass. And we did it half-ass for a long time. We didn't upgrade facilities because we had this old thing of like just guys will stay home and they'll play on anything. And because that's what they did at first. And all the UM, you know, guys were and the facilities weren't very good. I mean, they are way, way, way behind. And all of a sudden, they go, if we're going to do it, and we got to pay coaches. Coaches were making a lot more money going other places. And so that became, you couldn't keep coaches that were good. It was across the board. It was a tough situation for all those coaches. And it made it tougher to recruit, made it tougher to have good football teams. And they got their butts kicked around they decided we're getting in the business, and Joe, kind of behind the scenes, was involved in a lot of that stuff and getting people behind it, and decided if we're going to do it and it's important, then let's do it. And that's where they are right now, which I think you're seeing. And by the way, basketball is going for it, and we'll see Jim Larrañaga's teams and hopefully we get this baseball thing flipped around as well. Get this thing figured out. All right, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on, man, with a lot of stuff going on, including the opener for the Miami Heat tonight and a big dedication of the court with Pat Riley's name on it. We'll be there and Pat's not real big on this stuff. It'll be fun to see it. And I know Eric Reed did a big sit down with him, and talked to Eric last night. He said, man, he really got into it. He's got great history in that brain of his of things that he's done, and sharing it from L.A. to New York to what he's done over the last 30 years right here in South Florida. Pretty cool stories. Right now, though, I want to tell you about something else, pretty good story every day, and that is your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. If you play hard and work hard, then you might like what's going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers. It's truck month season at your local South Florida Chevy dealers. And yes, we've got convenient locations in Dade and Broward and Monroe County for you to get out and see the best SUV and the best truck family we have ever had, man. I've been beating up the SUV stories. They ask me, like, hey, Joe, you know, we got a lot of other stuff in cars and our trucks, and you get a little carried away about your Tahoe. And I say, yeah, I do. But yeah, I understand the 2024 Chevy Colorado, powerful and performance ready with easy to reach tech features. And you can take charge of any situation with a new 2024 Silverado with impressive towing, powerful engines for anything you want to tow, whether it's for work or pleasure, doesn't matter, man. We got a truck that's perfect for you. Strong, durable engines, great looking trucks. Absolutely, like one was custom made for you. And yeah, I do. Yeah, I love talking about the Tahoes. Whether you do go a Silverado, a Colorado, or a Tahoe, you can't go wrong. And you pretty much cover everything you need. Whether it's new or used, it's looking good at your South Florida Chevy dealers right now. Chevy trucks will get the job done. Work or play, we got you covered. Chevrolet, together let's drive. See your South Florida Chevy dealers with a test drive today.
No, he's locked in on the target. Come on, he's as ferocious and focused on the task at hand, and, you know, as he's ever been. That's what inspires us. It motivates us. It keeps us driving, you know, toward that goal. Why wait? You know, this is, he still can go, you know, for a long time. This is just a moment of celebration and acknowledgement. For everything he's done for the organization, the city, and all of us. Let's do it.
That's Spo. Eric Spoelstra talking about Pat Riley. Yeah, man. You know, you look at people that have come in here, flip things around. You think of Don Shula. You think of Pat Riley. What they've been able to do. And the culture and all the winning that they've done. And man, congratulations to Pat, and a special night, the Heat dedication for the court with Pat Riley on it. 30 years. God, that 30 years went by fast. Damn. I wish I could tell you I wasn't around to see it. Now I kind of wish, like, yeah, I got here while it was going on. But yeah, right from the start. And wonder how this thing was going to work after he left the New York Knicks and everything else. And he, along with Mickey, really, really got this thing rolling. By the way, they've kept a lot of the same people. Yeah. You look at a lot of people in that organization, from broadcasters to people still working. We have some of them on. They've been with this organization a long, long time, man. There's a lot of lifers in that organization. That they've done. We've seen Nick come through it with his father, Mickey, and Nick's got the Heat bug. I think, I don't want to speak on his behalf, but it didn't seem like he's real interested in the cruises and the cruise line. And so he said, no, Dad, I've been around this Heat thing since I was a kid, man. Went to Duke, and I'm all in. Love it. So tonight we start, and we'll see what it looks like as we get ready for another basketball season, and how good they're going to be, and can they stay healthy? Is that what we just do now? Do we just go around every sport and go, can they stay healthy? Is that what we do now, right? It's incredible. Money and health. Money and health, man. We talk about it, and by the way, we know what everybody makes now, and they don't play well, or they get a new contract. And I've always said this, and I was with Dan Marino as a roommate. We went out in San Diego. He said, hey, man, come with me. I got to go sign this new contract. And it was a guarantee contract for a lot of money at the time in the 80s for a five-year contract for more money than Joe Robbie had ever given out, over $1 million a year, and was there when he was signing it and going, wow, this is amazing. And, of course, he got off to a great start in his career and on to have a Hall of Fame career. But now these guys are making. You know, it's funny, the money, of course, you never thought TV would be paying this kind of money and the revenue that comes in now, but we are talking about monster amounts of money. And so, you know, I get it. I'm guilty too, man. Like, we talk about money more now than ever. We talk about the injury bug, and got to play, got to perform, and your best players need to play. If you're going to win, it can't be a bunch of surprise stories. Your guys you're paying have to be the best players and have to take over games. Jimmy, Bam, Tyler, those guys are all making family life-changing money, generational money of what these guys are going to make in their careers, which, by the way, I'm not a hater. God bless them, man. If the money's out there, none of us out there would turn it down. But you're also, I always say this, first-round picks and guys that get that second contract, it's great. It's congratulations. But people expect you to lead your team deep into the playoffs. And if you don't, they're going to talk about it. Tough on coaches, tough on GMs, and tough on players, especially the best players that aren't playing at that level. By the way, the other thing we haven't talked about this morning is the Miami Dolphins getting Tua back at practice today. Got Arizona coming to town this Sunday. And the worst news or things that are shocking to this point has been Waddle and Hill, T. Hill, just have not – I don't blame either one of them, by the way, just not getting targets and not putting up numbers, including each had one catch in this last game against a Colts defense that's not very good. So it was a little alarming. Now, sure, they can counter with – I always hear the counters, too, when I'm out. Well, you know, we're not playing with Tua. Oh, yeah. I know. But you had a chance to pick who your two and three quarterbacks were going to be, didn't you, to know that whether they fit in your system and you could find plays and find ways to get them the ball. So I don't ever buy that you can take away somebody's top two receivers, especially – when you had one of the best pair, unless all of a sudden we're just saying, well, they're not as good as they were the last 2 years, which we're not doing because they just got new contracts. Nobody's saying that. But if somebody would have told me that Waddle would be 58th in the NFL right now as a receiver in numbers, and Tyreek Hill would be 51st, I mean, they're off the first sheet of ESPN pops up the top 50, and you're going, wow, our two receivers aren't on the list. So Waddle's sitting there with 22 catches. And Tyreek's got 24 catches. So targets are way down. Numbers. Waddle doesn't have a touchdown. And Tyreek has one. I'm guessing nobody's happier right now than those two, knowing that Tua is coming back. It's going to be a practice today, and we'll be playing on Sunday against Arizona.
Kind of fresh legs at this point, though, right? I mean, those guys haven't done anything in a month.
Yeah, I'm guessing they go full speed. Like, right? Hey, why don't we guys, hey, listen, you got to give me one day where I can see, like to get your timing up with you guys and see what you have.
They should be ready to roll, though, huh?
They should be. They should be because we just haven't. And you know, so, you know, it's interesting because we are running the ball better the last two games, and we've moved up, I think, almost top 10 in running the football. But, again, you're not scoring touchdowns. The numbers are the same, but you are running the ball better. You are, and you're going against the Cardinals defense. Once again, that's the part that really kind of is disappointing. I was going to say pisses you off, but is disappointing is the fact that we're playing against all the bad defenses. And the Cardinals are another bad defense. They're 27th, 26th against the run. So you've got a chance to, again, run the football really well. It's no secret, man. Numbers don't lie this late. When you look at them, you're probably thinking, we ought to be able to run against them too. But you also got to do what you do best and what the team was built around. The team was built around the amount of money you paid your two wide receivers. Meaning, hey, we're talking about 2,800 to over 3,000 yards of receptions from those two guys. So you got to get them back. Jonnu Smith, great story. Finally got a tight end going here and has had some nice games, especially the last couple of weeks. But the numbers start with those guys on the outside. And I will never for the life of me believe that if you're a good coordinator and coach that's an offensive-minded head coach, that you can't get the ball and you can't shut both guys out. There's just no way. I don't know if you have to adjust it. You got to try some different routes. There's nobody going to sell me out there that, well, they really keyed on both Waddle and Hill. I don't buy it. Yeah, they do, but yeah. I mean, they don't want to get beat deep. They don't want to all of a sudden, after you're playing great, give up a 60-yard, touchdown. I understand that, but there's no way anybody's going to tell me. By the way, you play Cincinnati. Who's the first guy you got to stop? Woody, who's the first guy you got to stop right now if you're playing Cincinnati?
That would be number one, Ja'Marr Chase, yes?
And guess who's leading the league in receptions right now? And number one is a receiver.
He's good.
You don't think everybody goes, hey, man, that's the guy we got to stop right there. One of the top picks in the draft a few years ago and clearly one of the best receivers. One of the top three or four receivers. They're finding ways to do it.
We could have had him.
I know. And by the way, I know the other thing people are going, yeah, well, Joe Burrow's throwing to him. And I mean, I understand there's always someone.
Oh, I thought you were going to go the route that we could have had him.
No, I don't do that. They're gone.
Okay.
They're gone.
What did Chris do? Trading around in the first round.
I could have had that girl
or something later.
I could have had that girl for one split second. I waited too long, and she went somewhere else. I got
to
move on.
I don't want it to sound like a shot at Waddle, but like, there's not a whole lot in common, I'm guessing, between those two. But
yeah, but that's I don't know. That's you know, not that's not.
I know.
I'm not
here
even,
nor there at this. At
that,
this
that's
moment,
the that's radio dogpiling right
I know,
there. I mean, we can do one of those on a slow day.
Well, I don't like when you bring the guy up.
No, I just brought the fact of all the good receivers, and it's just there's just no excuse. There is none. And I know we had 40 carries, and that's good. But you can't forget. I mean, hey, man, you paid those two dudes a lot of money on the outside. And the reason you paid them a lot, because you think they're both really friggin' good. You gave a 30-year-old an extension. And you took care of a first-round pick whose contract was coming up, and you thought, we better jump on this before these prices go up even more for wide receivers. And you did, which is, hey, man, that's what you're building your team around. That's what we've been around. Starts with those two on the outside. Although, Raheem, I didn't forget about you, man, and your 21 touchdowns. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break here. We do, we just need to take everybody and go to Bow Campers and just sit and drink beer, get a room big enough where we can all just let it rip. Just let it rip, man. That's what we need to do. All right, we've got Heat opener, got Panthers last night. Matthew Tkachuk is back. That's good news. And I don't know if you had a chance to watch that Celtics game last night. They were firing up threes. They were firing up threes, and then at the end of the game, when they were up a zillion points, they were going for records, man. They were going for records last night as the Celtics looked like they still have a little chip on their shoulder about the Olympics and not getting respect and getting benched in the Olympics, not getting invited. Maybe the Olympics are going to motivate the Celtics to another championship. Can you imagine that? I'll tell you what, Atlantic Men's Clinic, I want to talk. By the way, they got TV ads. I'm sitting there watching TV last night. Atlantic Men's Clinic's got TV ads. And I got to tell you, man, when it comes to ED and low T, I'm just not the voice of it, man. I'm a client. And I will tell you that I had full-blown low T and ED. And I didn't have to take a test to know that I had low T. My body was telling me because I was constantly tired. I was at a point I was about ready to go to counseling because I friggin' felt like down all the friggin' time. I was like, man, I don't have any energy to play tennis. I was just tired. Went and got a physical. They said, everything's fine. Yeah, everything's fine except low T. And boy, I'll tell you what, I knew what it was, and I'm lying to you. I had ED, full-blown ED too. No sex drive, nothing working, man. Nothing working in the bedroom. And I got to tell you, I had to do something. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I'm just telling every guy out there that's going through it, because it's kind of hard to tell your friends you have low T and ED because they laugh and it becomes a joke, and not everybody takes it well. But that was the best thing I ever did, man. Scheduled a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Met with their professionals, got the test done, got it back quickly. We're all sitting there and they explained everything. I said, let's do it. That was almost eight months ago. And I got to tell you, man, I feel so much better. I feel so much better every day when I get up. Even when I'm tired, I'm not as tired. And started working out again, which meant, you know, I could eat, not worry about gaining weight. I was losing weight. They got six locations in South Florida. I'm just going to tell everybody, hey, man, if you're going through this, you don't need to tell anybody, but call Atlantic Men's Clinic. They've got those six locations, one close to you, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Not good results. You're going to have great results after you meet with their professionals. They police the program to make sure you're doing everything right. They check your levels, your test. Man, it's great. It's a great program to get on, Atlantic Men's Clinic.
All right, it's time for weather, brought to you by the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 77 degrees, partly cloudy. Does not appear to be any rain in the forecast. If it is raining where you are, then it is raining. Joe, back to you.
That's always strong, Woody. Woody, you must be getting ripped on these.
I am getting ripped on these.
First of all,
well, I can't have the whole, you know, tricolor.
I just want to say to everybody, if you want to rip us for certain things, it's fine. But, like, give the weather a break. He's just doing what he doesn't want to do it. We got to put the weather out there. Like, yeah. I mean, you want to get on Woody for other things, that's fine. Everybody gets ripped. Hey, not to mention we're a couple weeks away from a huge election. So it's a time where everybody's a little antsy right now and irritable, and it's going to get ugly. And I've noticed the ads. Who's a woman that's going against, I don't even know these guys' names. I'm so not into politics.
I was glad. I'm glad you were doing. You didn't weren't asking who the woman running for president is.
No. What you were gonna ask. But I've noticed her ads are getting more vicious against Scott. Scott's the senator. What's the
guy? Oh, it's Rick Scott, the senator.
Rick Scott. Her ads, like,
I don't know who's running against. I don't know.
So she started with just, you know, he's not very good.
Yeah.
They're getting a little vicious. As they get closer to the day.
So my phone gets flooded with these things all day. I don't know if you get these political things. Someone sent one to me the other day, and it was like, Florida will smell like weed everywhere. Vote no on Amendment 3 or whatever.
Oh, yeah. They're killing weed right now.
Are people out of their minds?
I got to tell you, man, the weed thing's got me thinking. No, I got to tell you.
What do you mean it's got you thinking?
I'm thinking about, I may vote against it.
Okay.
No, I'm serious.
Great.
That's not politics, though, weed.
Well, I think we know which way you're voting on that one. So.
I've told you I don't like weed.
You don't want people to enjoy this. Oh, because you don't like it.
No, but I started thinking about the smell. Like, I'm doing games now. I'm doing games, like, everywhere we go to do games where we're close to fans underneath us.
Yeah, but it doesn't...
I go, Jimmy, do you smell that?
What it means, though. It doesn't mean you just walk around with weed everywhere you go.
No, but that smell, look what the smell's doing to South
Florida.
Still
not supposed to use it, like, in public.
Of course.
Whatever. If I find out you voted no on weed, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Hey, I got to tell you, man, the first time we were in Vegas is the first time I walked out of our hotel. It was the first time I know it's legal and I know certain states. I walked out, and there have been seven or eight guys, some in suits and some people just in Vegas on a vacation that were staying at our hotel where the team was staying. And they just came outside because you can't smoke pot inside the the hotel. No, this was just a hotel. We don't stay at casinos with the team. So and everybody was smoking outside, talking, having conversations, and not smoking cigarettes. I didn't see a cigarette around. They were.
I mean, people also walk around with those yardsticks full of liquor too. So, like, it's it's a little different out there.
Yeah, no, I get it.
We got breaking news in the NFL.
What do you have?
Adam Schefter says it's happening. The Titans and Chiefs are working to finalize a trade that would send wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City.
Wow. Boy, the Titans.
The rich get richer, huh?
There's it looks like there's going to be three or four teams. All you have to do is whine, because I don't think Vegas is done making moves. Titans look like they're cleaning house. There's going to be some teams that are looking to get draft picks and going, we're just not very good. Somebody has to have that honest moment and say, we're not very good. And by the way, Will Levis, because of Will Levis's play, they're going to be looking for a quarterback.
Yeah, he stinks. But hey, man, stop throwing guys to the Chiefs, though. Like,
what are you going to do?
Not give them to the Chiefs?
I don't think the
Titans
don't have
enough. I mean, come on, man. I know the Titans are not worried, but like, there's other teams out there that are trying to beat these guys. Stop giving them, number one wide receivers.
How many wide receivers have they lost since
the start of the season?
Hollywood Brown went down.
He's out for the season.
First preseason game.
Rashee Rice went down.
Rashee
Rice was lucky enough to play after he almost killed those people.
Okay, whatever. We're not talking about that. He got hurt. Good God. You got your jab in.
That was a jab. I mean, just,
you are just stick with it.
That was just a little what goes around comes around. But who else did they lose? They lost Juju. He didn't play last game.
Is he out for? Is he?
I'm guessing he'll be back. Pacheco's running back is out.
Man, they've lost
part of their offense.
Lost a lot of guys.
Yeah,
they just put new dudes in, and like I said, hey, we draft them, play them. They put them in. Oh, man.
Well, they don't have to worry about this guy. He's good.
Yeah. He is good. He was.
That'll work out nicely.
He is good. I actually thought they were going to get rid of the guy on the other side because he started complaining a little bit.
Ridley, yeah.
Ridley might be gone here real soon, too.
I don't know what's going on with Ridley, but he's on my fantasy team. He gets like a zero every week.
I thought.
Not a good situation.
Isn't it funny you look and you go, man, those guys have had their games where they're real good.
Yeah, we need him to start betting on his over totals.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Hopkins had a game against Xavier Howard last year. That was, right? I mean,
yeah.
And some of the coverage is really good. He was coming down with it. I mean, it was.
I like how you always tie everything into here.
Well, that's what I do, man. Yeah. Our show always comes back to South Florida. That's kind of what we do. We've got a lot of fun stuff going on. We got our heat opener tonight, and Pat, besides having the dedication on the new Pat Riley court tonight, and Eric Reed's going to have a lot of cool stuff. Had a sit down, and he'll have a bunch of that on their show. They got a new network. What's the name of the network again? What is it called now?
FanDuel. What did you do, by the way? I just pulled up the text machine here, and it's like,
what happened?
Well, your political take went
are they like, upset about the marijuana?
I don't know if people think you're joking, if you're serious. Now they're trying to pin what political party you belong to.
I don't even know what party. Is there a party when, like, what, you tell me Republicans and Democrats, only one smokes and one doesn't?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I
don't think that's really a political thing, though, right?
That's all right. Listen, if I can get people, wake them up a little bit,
that's
in the morning,
true.
Is good.
That's true. But yeah, I didn't think that, like, sports betting, everyone, I think 99.9% of people can agree that we need sports betting. Like, there's probably one jerk that's out there that's like, don't do it.
Woody, I got to tell you, though, man, I don't smoke, although I don't mind when my friends smoke. It's not like I run out of the room.
Okay.
But I
you're all right with them having the right to do it, and we respect you for that. Thank you.
But I don't know how I'm voting. I'm just being very honest. Okay. I'm not changing because somebody said, I don't know. I have to make that decision.
Don't let me get wind of the fact that you voted no on that, okay? Because I will be very disappointed.
I know, man. You are a trip, man. You are something else.
I thought you were like,
Oh, God.
Man of the
remember a day,
you,
if you were in media, you couldn't say anything about gambling or marijuana, and now we're sitting here, you know. By the way,
Joe Buck made a little point spread reference. I don't know if you were watching the Bucks game at the way end, but he made a point spread reference.
Yeah, but the point spread, now listen, guy's been making reference to point spreads for a long time.
Yeah, but now they're really like aware of
Al Michaels?
Yeah. No, that's what he did. Joe Buck goes, shout out to Al Michaels. He's wherever he's watching this game. He would say people are interested for a different reason right now.
Yeah, but so I love that the league, they're a little fraudulent about this because a point spread has kind of been, hey, this point spread next to the game didn't just start a few years ago. That thing's been around since I can remember. Who's favored in this game? Who's not? Oh, Vegas doesn't. And we make reference to Vegas. Vegas, ooh, Vegas doesn't like this game. So, anyway, we got to go to
They're
break.
They're saying here. We need to read the amendment, brother. It's not like just cut and dry.
It's the smell and who's going to make money off it.
Yeah, so like apparently we need to
read big corp, I seen that where the guy, this guy that's just annoying as hell is going, hey, you don't think you're going to be growing and smoking your own marijuana. Only the big fat cats get it, pal. I saw it. I saw the ads, man. How can you not see them? They're on every 2 minutes.
You don't want your own weed company?
No.
That might be a good one, though.
I got to tell you, man.
Think about it.
The Rose family back home has got some bandits. And I had one of my first cousins out in beautiful Northern California got into it. And he got it. And he said he got up one morning and they had broken down the doors and fences and emptied them out over and over again. He said even when he got security, they just said, take it.
So no chance for expansion?
No. He got out. He goes, I'm out. This is not working, man. This is not working. All right. Hey, yeah. I know everybody thinks we're just a bunch of dumbasses with who's going to make money. I see the ads. They're spending millions of dollars in your face. Of course everybody sees the ads. The main man, though, I got to tell you, switching topics, main man Anthony Caliendo, you are unbelievable. Tell me, Woody, have you ever been around a guy with more energy and more knowledge than the main man Anthony Caliendo? Man, he is unbelievable. The number one business broker expert is the number one business broker in the state of Florida. And I got to tell you something, man. The main man's got buyers waiting to buy companies just like yours, no matter how big, no matter how small. He's put together deals. He was putting together two deals when we were talking to him, one small, one big. And the guy said, well, listen, man, my company's kind of specialized. And he goes, hey, I got a guy's looking for something just like what you have. He's moving down here and he's looking for that company. That's it. So he just puts deals together. He gets you the most money for your deals. And so he's looking for companies just like yours. So if you're getting up this morning, you're tired or you're stressed out and you're tired of all the risks, you're tired of the competition, more competition's coming to town, or you're tired of all your employees that are in, they're out, and you're tired of just being tired and you're even going home at night going, I got to get out. Well, maybe it is time to do it. And if you are, let Anthony Caliendo do the business for you, flip your biz and cash you out in a big way. And a lot of folks don't know what their company's worth. Sadly, a lot of business owners have no idea what it's worth. The main man offers free, no obligation, business valuation worth $2,500. Call him and find out today. He'll go through everything with you. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online at themainman.com. When you call him, you don't have to worry. He's going to get right back to you. He will talk to you right away and can help you get this done and get the process started for you. He does it from start to finish. Nobody, and I mean nobody, works like the main man, Anthony Caliendo. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online at themainman.com.